Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. Happy New Year to everyone. I'm your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. And if you want to jump in line, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's only $5, and we could use some good shows. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 16.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 277.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Well, this should be interesting. Category number 16 is TV and film. Show number 276 is The Mothership, which is from USA Today. Their description in iTunes says, get down and nerdy every Friday with the latest geeky pulp culture from films and comic books to TV and video games. Hosted by USA Today entertainment reporter Kelly Lawler, film critic Brian Truitt, and tech reporter Brett Molina. Their website, if you click on the link in iTunes, takes you to basically USA Today's website, and have fun trying to find that. The interesting thing is, and this answers so many questions, they're using SoundCloud as a media host, which is why it took a while for it to download, and also another reason why SoundCloud is probably going out of business eventually. At any rate, it goes a little something like this.
In the great halls of USA Today, we assemble the newsroom's mightiest nerds. Brett Molina.
I'm so sorry for the producer of this podcast.
Kelly Lawler.
I will fight you on it.
Brian Truitt.
Spoiler town!
Together, they form the Mothership. Their mission? To harness their collective encyclopedic knowledge of nerdiness in all its forms. To dissect every trailer, plot twist, and game released for the geekiest of fans.
All right.
The Mothership, saving the universe from bad comic book adaptations every Friday.
So far, so good.
All aboard the Mothership, USA Today's Geek Culture Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's meet the crew. I'm Brett Molina, tech reporter.
We just met the
crew. My New Year's resolution is to binge Game of Thrones.
I'm Brian Truitt, film critic, entertainment writer, and my resolution is to see a Broadway show in 2018.
I'm Kelly Lawler, entertainment writer. I support Brian Truitt's New Year's resolution wholeheartedly, and mine is to read more novels. Give me recommendations.
If you're new to the show, welcome. New episodes of The Mothership come out every Friday, and you can subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts to have episodes delivered straight to your smartphone. We also write a lot of stuff, and you can read all that on usatoday.com. Look for us in the life and tech sections. This week, we are marking the end of 2017. For some people, that is absolutely wonderful.
I think most people. I think most people are
I'd
done.
Say the overwhelming
done with this year.
Yeah. Right. This year has been a hellscape for a lot of people. But there was definitely a lot to celebrate. It wasn't all terrible. And that's why we're here, because we're going to take a look back at pop culture in 2017. We've each got two pop culture gems that we really enjoyed, and then one that we really weren't a fan of.
Hey, let's get to that, shall we?
Here's how we did it. So we each had one favorite from our areas of expertise. So Brian has a movie, Kelly has a TV show, I have a video game, and then we each have a second wild card pick, which can be anything. And then our third pick is kind of our most disappointing pop culture thing in 2017. So now that you know the rules, let's just dive right in. Kelly,
yeah, let's do
start
that.
Us off.
Well, I think everyone will be shocked. Shocked, I tell you, about my favorite thing from 2017. Here's a clip.
I was really on the fence here in regards to, do I give them a horse whinny or a buzzer? And I went with buzzer, even though once they got to the content, they got to the content. The double introduction thing drives me. That's like a new button for me. When, and they did a really not, I mean, they did a really great introduction with the big deep voiced man and the music. And why didn't they say it's, you know, beat reporter Brian Truitt and entertainment person Kelly Lawler. Why didn't they throw that in there so that later they didn't have to say, hey, I'm the movie guy, she's the entertainment, and I'm the TV guy? They should have done that in their intro so you don't have to redo it again. Then all you have to say is, I'm Brian, I'm Kelly, I'm Smedley, or Brett, or whatever his name was. And let's get to our, you know, thanks so much for listening. Find us on Apple Podcasts. And for the record, everybody, there are these other phones called Android. And if you promote the fact that you're on Android, check out subscribe on Android.com. People might actually listen over there as well. Did you know that for every one Apple phone, there are six Android phones? I'm not making that up. And so, you know, it's not bad content, but the double intro thing just drove me nuts. And I would also give you a strike just because you're using SoundCloud and I hate SoundCloud. But all in all, not a bad show. I would probably listen to the end of this. If I was into, you know, I just would have got to the intro, would have got to the meat and potatoes sooner. And all in all, not a horrible show, but there's enough things that need work. You can't find the podcast on your website. That's another strike. All in all, it's a buzzer, but that's something, a show that was a close call on there. So, hey, if you would like to hear what my first impression of your show is, we could really use some new ones. On Friday's show, we're going to be talking about dorking out, and we need some good shows. If you have a good show, submit it. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button in the upper right-hand corner. Or if you want an absolute top-to-bottom full review of your show, check out what I do with Eric K. Johnson. He's the podcast talent coach, 30 years in the radio business. So you basically get two consultants for the price of one. That's over at podcastreviewshow.com. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride. We'll see you on Friday.